请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Today is a busy market day.
今天是忙碌的市场日。
Anna goes to the local market.
安娜去当地的市场。
She wants to buy fruits and vegetables.
她想买水果和蔬菜。
The market is full of people.
市场人满为患。
Anna walks slowly between the stalls.
安娜在摊位之间慢慢走。
She sees many colorful fruits.
她看见许多多彩的水果。
There are apples, bananas, and oranges.
那里有苹果、香蕉和橙子。
Anna chooses some apples and puts them in a basket.
安娜挑选了一些苹果，把它们放进篮子里。
Next, she visits the vegetable stall.
接下来，她参观蔬菜摊位。
Carrots and tomatoes look fresh.
胡萝卜和西红柿看起来很新鲜。
She selects some carrots and tomatoes.
她挑选一些胡萝卜和西红柿。
The seller smiles and helps her.
卖家微笑着帮助她。
Anna pays for the fruits and vegetables.
安娜为水果和蔬菜付款。
She thanks the seller.
她感谢卖家。
The sun is shining and the day is warm.
太阳正在照耀，天气温暖。
Anna feels happy with her purchases.
安娜对她的购买感到高兴。
She leaves the market and goes home.
她离开市场回家。
The family decided to go on vacation to Spain.
这家人决定去西班牙度假。
They planned their trip carefully.
他们仔细地计划了他们的旅行。
They booked the tickets online.
他们在网上预订了票。
They packed their bags with clothes and gifts.
他们把他们的包裹里装满了衣服和礼物。
The plane left early in the morning.
飞机早上早早地离开了。
They arrived in Spain and went to their hotel.
他们抵达了西班牙，然后去了他们的酒店。
The hotel was near the beach.
酒店靠近海滩。
They liked the warm weather and sunny days.
他们喜欢温暖的天气和阳光明媚的日子。
Every day, they visited different places in the city.
他们每天都会参观城市中的不同地方。
They ate at restaurants and tried local food.
他们在餐厅吃饭，并尝试了当地的食物。
The children played on the beach every afternoon.
孩子们每天下午都在海滩上玩耍。他们拍了许多照片来纪念他们的旅行。
One day, they went to a famous museum.
有一天，他们去了一个著名的博物馆。
The family enjoyed the art and history of Spain.
这家人享受了西班牙的艺术和历史。
In the evenings, they walked in the old town.
傍晚时分，他们在古镇里散步。
They bought souvenirs for their friends and family.
他们为他们的朋友和家人购买了纪念品。
On the last day, they felt happy and sad.
在最后一天，他们感到高兴和悲伤。
They promised to visit Spain again soon.
他们承诺很快再次访问西班牙。
Anna arrived early at the conference to prepare her presentation materials.
安娜早早地到达了会议现场，准备她的演示材料。
She wanted to meet new people and expand her professional network.
她想要见新人，并扩大她的专业网络。
The conference was held in a large hotel downtown.
会议在市中心一家大型酒店举行。
Many attendees came from different countries to share their ideas.
许多与会者 came from different countries to share their ideas.
Anna started a conversation with a man interested in marketing strategies.
Anna 开始与一位对市场策略感兴趣的男士交谈。
He explained how his company was launching a new campaign next month.
他解释了他的公司将于下个月启动一项新活动。
Anna shared her insights about social media trends and digital marketing.
安娜分享了她关于社交媒体趋势和数字营销的见解。
They agreed to exchange contact information after the talk.
他们同意在谈话后交换联系信息。
Later, Anna attended a workshop about leadership skills.
后来，安娜参加了一个关于领导能力的研讨会。
The speaker was very engaging and encouraged questions from the audience.
演讲者非常吸引人，并鼓励了听众提出问题。
Anna asked several questions and received helpful advice.
安娜提出了几个问题，并获得了有用的建议。
She connected with another participant during the coffee break.
她在咖啡休息时间与另一位参与者建立了联系。
He worked in finance and was interested in collaborative projects.
他在金融领域工作，对合作项目很感兴趣。
They exchanged business cards and promised to stay in touch.
他们交换了名片，并承诺保持联系。
In the evening, there was a networking dinner at the hotel ballroom.
傍晚时分，在酒店舞厅有一个社交晚宴。
Anna enjoyed talking to people from various industries.
安娜喜欢与来自各行各业的人交谈。
She learned about different challenges and solutions in their work.
她了解了他们工作中的各种挑战和解决方案。
By the end of the conference, Anna had several new contacts to follow up with.
在会议结束时，安娜有几个新的联系人需要跟进。
She felt confident about using the knowledge she gained at the event.
她对使用她在活动中获得的知识感到自信。
Next year, Anna planned to attend the conference again and invite colleagues.
明年，安娜计划再次参加会议并邀请同事们。
The NHL Stanley Cup final began with intense anticipation from fans of both Edmonton and Florida teams.
NHL 斯坦利杯决赛在埃德蒙顿和佛罗里达两支球队的球迷热切期待中开始。
Edmonton's aggressive offense immediately pressured Florida's defense, creating several scoring chances early in the game.
埃德蒙顿的积极进攻立即对佛罗里达的防守施加压力，在比赛早期创造了多个得分机会。
Nonetheless, Florida's goalie made outstanding saves, frustrating Edmonton's attempts to score.
不过，佛罗里达的守门员做出了杰出的扑救，令埃德蒙顿的射门尝试感到沮丧。
The first period ended in a scoreless tie, setting the stage for a thrilling second period.
第一节以无分平局结束，为激动人心的第二节做好了准备。
Early in the second period, Florida capitalized on a power play to score the first goal.
在第二节的早期，佛罗里达利用一次强力进攻取得了第一个进球。
Edmonton responded quickly with a strategic breakaway that ended in an equalizing goal.
埃德蒙顿迅速做出反应，进行了战略性突围，最终以扳平比分的进球结束。
The momentum swung back and forth, with both teams demonstrating excellent teamwork and skill.
动量来回摆动，两队都展示了出色的团队合作和技能。
Florida's defense tightened, blocking shots and disrupting Edmonton's passing lanes effectively.
佛罗里达的防守收紧，有效阻挡射门，并扰乱埃德蒙顿的传球线路。
In the third period, Edmonton's captain scored a crucial goal that shifted the advantage to his team.
在第三节比赛中，埃德蒙顿队长攻入了关键进球，改变了他所在球队的优势。
The crowd erupted in cheers as Edmonton maintained pressure to secure the lead.
人群欢呼雀跃，埃德蒙顿保持压力以确保领先。
Florida intensified their offense but found it difficult to penetrate Edmonton's solid defense.
佛罗里达加强了他们的进攻，但发现突破埃德蒙顿坚固的防守很困难。
As the clock wound down, every shot and save became critical for both teams.
当时钟滴答作响，比赛接近尾声时，每一次射门和扑救对双方球队都变得至关重要。
In the final minutes, Edmonton's goalie made a spectacular save, preserving their one-goal lead.
在最后几分钟，埃德蒙顿的守门员做出了一次壮观的扑救，保持了他们一球的领先优势。
The final buzzer marked Edmonton's victory in an exhilarating game that showcased the best of NHL hockey.
中场哨声标志着埃德蒙顿在一场令人兴奋的比赛中获胜。这场比赛展示了 NHL 曲棍球的最佳表现。
Analysts praised the tactical decisions made by both coaches throughout the match.
分析师称赞了两位教练在整个比赛过程中做出的战术决策。
Player performance statistics revealed remarkable efforts, particularly in defense and goaltending.
球员表现统计数据显示出显著的努力，特别是在防守和守门方面。
This game will be remembered as one of the classic encounters in Stanley Cup history.
这场比赛将被记住为斯坦利杯历史上的经典对决之一。
Fans eagerly await the next season, hoping for more thrilling NHL Stanley Cup finals.
球迷们热切期待下一季，希望有更多激动人心的 NHL 斯坦利杯决赛。
Rapid urbanization has transformed cities worldwide, creating both challenges and opportunities.
快速的城市化已改变了全球的城市，创造了挑战和机遇。
One critical issue is the strain on infrastructure, which often struggles to keep pace with population growth.
一个关键的问题是在基础设施上的压力，它经常难以跟上人口增长的步伐。
Traffic congestion leads to longer commute times and increased pollution levels in urban centers.
交通拥堵导致通勤时间延长和城市中心污染水平增加。
Housing shortages push prices upward, rendering affordability a significant concern for many residents.
住房短缺推动价格上涨，使许多居民感到负担能力成为一个重要问题。
These dynamics exacerbate social inequalities, often marginalizing vulnerable populations.
这些动态加剧了社会不平等，常常使脆弱群体边缘化。
However, urban growth can also stimulate economic development and innovation hubs.
然而，城市增长也可以促进经济发展和创新中心。
The concentration of talent and resources often leads to the emergence of cutting-edge technologies.
人才和资源的集中通常导致尖端技术的出现。
Governments must balance expansion with sustainability to maintain quality of life.
各国政府必须在扩张与可持续性之间取得平衡，以维持生活质量。
Urban planners increasingly advocate for green spaces and efficient public transportation systems.
城市规划师越来越支持绿色空间和高效的公共交通系统。
Technological integration, such as smart city initiatives, can optimize resource allocation.
技术整合，如智慧城市倡议，可优化资源分配。
Nevertheless, privacy concerns and data security remain significant hurdles.
然而，隐私问题和数据安全仍然是重要的障碍。
Community engagement is essential to address diverse needs and promote inclusive urban policies.
社区参与对于解决多样化需求和推动包容性城市政策至关重要。
Moreover, educational programs can empower citizens to participate in shaping their environments.
此外，教育项目可以赋予公民参与塑造其环境的能力。
Sustainable urban design incorporates renewable energy and green building techniques.
可持续的城市设计融合了可再生能源和绿色建筑技术。
Such measures mitigate environmental impact while enhancing urban resiliency.
此类措施在减轻环境影响的同时增强了城市复原力。
Despite best efforts, rapid urban growth can lead to the loss of cultural heritage and community identity.
尽管付出了最大努力，快速的城市增长可能导致文化遗产和社区身份的丧失。
To counterbalance this, preservation initiatives and cultural programming are vital.
为了平衡这一点，保护举措和文化规划至关重要。
In conclusion, addressing urban growth challenges requires integrated approaches and cooperation among multiple stakeholders.
总之，应对城市增长的挑战需要综合的方法和多方利益相关者之间的合作。
Success depends on balancing development with equity, environmental stewardship, and cultural preservation.
成功取决于平衡发展与公平、环境管理和文化保护。
Only through thoughtful planning and community engagement can cities thrive sustainably in the future.
只有通过深思熟虑的规划和社区参与，城市才能可持续发展。
Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is grounded in the premise that our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors are intricately interconnected and that modifying dysfunctional thought patterns can effectuate emotional and behavioral change.
认知行为疗法 CBT 基于这样一个前提，即我们的思想、感受和行为彼此紧密相连，改变功能失调的思维模式可以引起情绪和行为的变化。
The foundation of CBT lies in the cognitive model, which asserts that distorted cognitions lead to maladaptive emotions and behaviors, thereby perpetuating psychological distress.
CBT 的基础在于认知模型，该模型断言扭曲的认知导致不适应的情绪和行为，从而持续心理压力。
This theoretical framework guides therapists in identifying and restructuring cognitive distortions to alleviate symptoms of anxiety and depression effectively.
这个理论框架指导治疗师识别和重构认知扭曲，有效缓解焦虑和抑郁的症状。
A critical element of CBT is the collaborative nature of the therapeutic alliance, which fosters empowerment and active participation from clients in their healing process.
CBT 是治疗联盟中协作本质的关键要素，促进客户在其康复过程中获得赋权和积极参与。
Therapists employ various techniques, including cognitive restructuring, behavioral experiments, and exposure therapy, to debunk irrational beliefs and reinforce adaptive coping strategies.
治疗师采用各种技术，包括认知重构、行为实验和暴露疗法，以驳斥非理性信念并加强适应性应对策略。
Moreover, CBT's empirical foundation is bolstered by extensive research evidence substantiating its efficacy across diverse populations and psychological disorders.
此外 ,CBT 的实证基础有广泛的研究证据支持,证明了其在不同人群和心理疾病中的疗效。
The mechanisms underlying CBT reveal a synergy between cognitive control and emotional regulation, moderated by neurobiological substrates.
CBT 的基础机制揭示了认知控制与情绪调节之间的协同作用，由神经生物学机制调节。
Therapeutic interventions target maladaptive neural circuitry to restore homeostasis and foster adaptive neuroplasticity.
治疗性干预针对适应不良的神经回路，以恢复体内平衡并促进适应性神经可塑性。
Importantly, CBT emphasizes skill acquisition, encouraging clients to develop resilience through iterative practice and reflective self-monitoring.
重要的是，认知行为疗法强调技能获取，鼓励客户通过反复练习和反思式自我监控来发展韧性。
This dynamic process involves both top-down and bottom-up cognitive effective integration to facilitate sustainable change.
这一动态过程涉及自上而下和自下而上的认知情感整合，以促进可持续变化。
Critics of CBT occasionally argue that its structured approach may insufficiently address unconscious processes or deep-seated personality dynamics.
CBT 的批评者偶尔认为其结构化的方法可能不足以处理无意识的过程或根深蒂固的人格动力学。
Nonetheless, proponents contend that CBT's versatility and adaptability render it a cornerstone of contemporary evidence-based psychotherapeutic practice.
然而，支持者认为 CBT 的多功能性和适应性使其成为当代循证心理治疗实践的基石。
Future research aims to enhance CBT by integrating emerging neuroscientific insights and personalized therapeutic modalities, optimizing clinical outcomes.
未来的研究旨在通过整合新兴的神经科学见解和个性化治疗方式来增强 CBT, 优化临床结果。
In sum, the multifaceted theories underpinning CBT illuminate a nuanced understanding of human cognition, emotion, and behavior that continually evolve with scientific advancement.
总之，支持认知行为疗法的多方面理论阐明了对人类认知、情感和行为的细致理解。这些理解随着科学进步不断发展。
Their practical application demands both empirical rigor and therapeutic creativity to tailor interventions that resonate with individual client contexts.
他们的实际应用要求既有经验严格性，也要有治疗创造力，以调整与个别客户情境相呼应的干预措施。
In clinical practice, the judicious integration of CBT with complementary modalities can enhance holistic patient care and foster durable recovery trajectories.
在临床实践中，将 CBT 与辅助方法谨慎整合，可以增强整体患者护理，并促进持久的康复轨迹。
Overall, the evolving theories of CBT exemplify a dynamic scientific paradigm committed to alleviating human suffering through cognitive and behavioral transformation.
总体而言 ,CBT 不断发展的理论体现了一个充满活力的科学范式，致力于通过认知和行为转变来缓解人类痛苦。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。